From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your Transformers News Update for August 31st, 2021. The second Transformers HasLab campaign is underway. On a special FanFirst Friday on August 27th, the Victory Saver campaign was announced and crowdfunding began. The roughly 22-minute presentation detailed both the Star Saber and Victory Leo components. Star Saber does almost everything the original toy did, right down to the Brainmaster gimmick with a mildly articulated brain of courage that can ride in the cockpit of the Saber jet mode. Victory Leo is also pretty faithful, including the third flight mode originally invented for use in the Transformers Victory cartoon. But, more on that in a moment. By way of a copy of Siege Hound that the presenters had handy, we got some rough size comparisons with the prototype figures that were shown off. The Saber robot is a little bit smaller than an average deluxe. That's probably not what some would have hoped for, but it seems to be in service to the overall scale of Star Saber. Victory Leo looks roughly equivalent to a larger leader-class figure like Double Dealer, and Star Saber appears to be somewhere past that, but not all the way to Commander-class height. Victory Saber was not shown other than as renders, but we could presume, based on the comparisons we did see, that Victory Saber would in fact equal the height of Commander Jetfire or a Combiner Wars Combiner. Victory Saber was not available for a direct comparison, as the prototypes shown during the stream were represented as being the only copies they had, and like the initial Unicron prototypes, were fairly fragile, being the result of 3D printing or some other rapid prototyping process. They also did not have any colored mock-ups, so everything seen, whether render or prototype model, was shown only in primer gray. As the next few weeks go by, we can likely expect to see more, as they get additional prototype copies printed off. Hopefully that will include provisional deco layouts, since seeing it in color will probably be a big help for those still on the fence about backing the project. Right now, the minimum target for production is 11,000 backers at $180 each, at least for backers via Hasbro Pulse in the US. Backers via other channels in other parts of the world will have different prices in their local currencies. The price point is, though, fairly enticing, with what's been shown already suggesting something at a higher overall complexity than Commander Class. Since a hypothetical Commander Class Star Saber by itself would run around $100 with the anticipated price increases for 2021's Commanders, throwing Victory Leo in the math makes the whole prospect look much more approachable. As of the time of recording, the campaign had already passed 5,000 backers with just over 40 days left to go. Unless the progress comes to a complete halt, chances do look good for Victory Saber to move on to production, especially if the current number does not yet include any international support. Many are expecting backers from Japan to make a major boost to the numbers. The first unlocked tier for Victory Saber was also revealed during the launch stream. At 14,000 backers, the V-Lock cannon will be added to the set, along with a set of blast effects. The blast effects shown on the stream looked like duplicates of the popular Jetfire effect pieces, but it's not really clear if that's actually representative of what we'll unlock with the cannon, or if they were stand-ins while new effects would be designed later. The V-Lock cannon was one of the large accessories with the G1 Victory Leo toy, creating the situation where an arguably important component is currently being held behind a stretch goal wall. This is compounded by Victory Leo's flight mode, which pretty well relies on the use of the cannon to avoid looking just like a wadded-up lion robot with wings. With the cannon, it at least looks like a wadded-up lion robot with wings and a giant cannon on top. After HasLab Galactus finished at over double its minimum number, and with all of its unlock tiers opened, there seems to be some optimism that Victory Saber will be able to get at least its last necessary accessory before the campaign finishes in early October. We might do a Toy Detective special talking about what else could fall in the two additional stretch goal levels at 17,000 and 20,000 backers respectively. That will be exclusive to our patrons, so if you want to hear that, make sure you're signed up at patreon.com/tfradio. While the price tag is much more generally friendly than that of Unicron, the comparative obscurity of Star Saber outside of the Japanese and Japanese-connected fandom and collectors may still present some challenge for this campaign. We'll be watching along as the weeks go by, and probably bringing weekly updates on RFC. So make sure to join us every week at tfradio.net/live so you don't miss out. And you can join in the conversation on Discord at tfradio.net/discord. Besides becoming a patron for exclusive podcast content like Toy Detective specials, you can help support the show with your normal Amazon shopping by using our affiliate link, tfradio.net/Amazon. I'm Chris, and this has been your Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk.